Welcome. 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 Please stand by. I've made horrible mistakes in my life. Mistakes that are heavy weights. Weights I carry around. On the small, weakened amount of soul I have left. And in the quiet of the night, with no distractions left from the day, become loud, clear moans of memory. And that keep me awake. I used to be a miner for one of those mining companies, finding something of value, dig away at it, hollowing out every scrap of worth that can be found. You know these mining companies. They occupy a space in markets, revealing themselves as something called an industry. Like the gold miners of California, getting replaced by the soul miners of Silicon Valley. One dug for shiny metal, the other shiny gaps in a person's life. And the lists of these entities goes on and on and on. Restaurants and phones, health and housing, performance enhancements, and podcasts. And the job I did, I mined culture. Working for a company existing on subscriptions that existed through cable, branded as a channel of music, having stopped playing any type of tune many financial quarters ago. And it wasn't exactly like I wore one of those hard hats riding miles down into some claustrophobic rock blasted shaft. My hat was made of athletic cloth. My elevator traveling up into a claustrophobic, ratings-blasted office scene. And even though our journeys weren't the same, I can testify we both went to the darkness where one simply scrapes away the time and the disappearance of self. Strip mining culture requires you to quantify creations of all kind into 5-minute segments of glitz and gloss, talking heads, a celebrity, rock person, fashion identity, spouting the relevance of nothing. And these show formats, set up in dosage like candy, strobe launched into the brain, repeated themselves in an endless cycle, 24 hours a day. Until that feeble idea of fun dried up. No more ad dollars left to claim. So culture scouts would be sent out on the prowl, the next vein to get some wealth out of, the next shaft of pop culture to be drained. And all of this building up and dissolving, we called it programming. Literal messaging to the viewer's mind. Programming. Taught the world in top 10 lists of 50 famous thats. Measured the decades by loving the 80s and then the 90s. Showed how to value the hotness on the cover of a magazine. All of it
programming.
Suctioning up dollars by the ad for an audience already paying a premium subscription to avoid being sold things in the first place. And the factory of content kept rolling along, strip mining pop culture. I confess, I did this. Each endeavor, a shelf life of maybe a week or two. Always returning to the eventual scramble, looking for the next thing to siphon into. A junky TV vampire hunting for the next ratings fix. All of it helping me make a paycheck. I would then immediately hand over to a landlord whose pockets got deeper while my space aged in time. And eventually, one barely escapes an expensive term called moving on, only to be caught someplace else, where dreams don't get ground up in a machine to spit out content. Instead, where dreams dry out like driftwood, smashed by the logic of 9-to-5 walls. A different kind of dream in the Midwest. A fantasy connected to a spreadsheet and a raise. And perhaps no longer being in that biz. Maybe heal the silent embarrassment of the pseudo-history I made. And it might be worth your while surrendering to the understanding that pop culture does just that. And be careful what mining market you're in. Think hard, for it too might become an evolution in strip mining, and your livelihood just a phase. This has been an episode of the Flypaper Podcast. Music provided by Black Ferns at blackfernsmusic.com. Please help elevate this podcast. Leave a review. Until next time, stand by.